Welcome and Blessed Lent. If you have already listened to the introduction, feel free to skip to the beginning of the Stations of the Cross meditation, beginning at minute 5:50. Welcome and Blessed Lent. Thank you for walking the Stations of the Cross with me. My name is Sharon Henthorn Iwani, and I will be your guide today. If you haven't already, please consider having the Stations of the Cross images available to look at as you pray. There is a link in the podcast text. Also, if you can, choose or find a piece of wood, stick, or a small cross that you can hold in your hand. Have it represent something that you are carrying in your mind, heart, or body, today or in this season. Walking the Walk. Walking the Stations of the Cross is an ancient spiritual practice that began with Mary, the mother of Jesus, who continued to walk her son's path to Calvary in Jerusalem after his death. Pilgrims have walked the Via Dolorosa, or the Sorrowful Way, in Jerusalem since at least the 4th century, beginning at Pilate's Praetorium, where Jesus was sentenced to death, and ending at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which contains his tomb. Since then, this liturgical practice has been adapted outside Jerusalem to be a series of stations or mini pilgrimages. These painting structures or sculptures are set up in churches and holy places, marking the significant events in Christ's journey to Calvary. In this pandemic year, with churches, sites, and retreat centers closed, we are challenged to continue this practice elsewhere, whether that be in our homes, walking our city streets, or in nature. The Stations of the Cross, or the Way of the Cross, is a spiritual practice of Lent. Scripture says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that, free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds, we have been healed." Lent is a season where Christians contemplate the mystery of Christ's suffering and death. It is a season of examining our lives closely and in the light of Christ's death and resurrection. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent, or in Greek, metanoia, means change, healing, conversion, transformation. Walking the way of the cross gets us out of our heads and into our bodies. We believe that we are redeemed in and through our entire being. Matter is as important as spirit or thought. Jesus walked the way of the cross, and we want to walk with him. We want to walk with him in our bodies, not just reflect in our minds and hearts. It is natural to avoid looking at suffering and pain. Yet Lent is a time we are asked to look closely at Jesus' suffering and death, as well as our own. Remember that we are dust, and to dust we shall return, are the words of Ash Wednesday. The Stations of the Cross help us to linger with what we would avoid, gaze where we would avert our eyes, walk toward that from which we would run away. God uses, among other things, our moving to help us process this suffering and transform it into something else, both good and glorious. In Hebrews it is written, "Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. There are 15 stations of the cross in this audio guide. If you choose to walk, there will be a bell which will sound, indicating when you will stop for the next station. At this time, you can choose to gaze at the corresponding image. You can choose to start walking again during the scripture reading or wait until the concluding prayer if you are limited in space. More information on the scriptures and the song are in the podcast text, and credits will be at the end. Thank you again for your companionship today, walking the way of the cross. God of power and mercy, in love you sent your Son, that we might be cleansed of sin and live with you forever. Bless us as we reflect on his suffering and death, that we may learn from his example the way we should go. We ask this through that same Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us bow our heads. The first station. Jesus is condemned to death. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Pilate, wanting to release Jesus, addressed them again, but they kept shouting, "Crucify! Crucify him!" A third time, he said to them, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no ground for the sentence of death. I will therefore have him flogged and then release him." But they kept urgently demanding with loud shouts that he be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate gave his verdict that their demand should be granted. He released the man they asked for, the one who had been put in prison for insurrection and murder, and he handed Jesus over as they wished.
Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. Jesus, I adore you. It was not Pilate, no, it was my sins that condemned you to die. I beseech you, by the merits of this sorrowful journey, to assist my soul on its journey to eternity. I love you, my beloved Jesus. I love you more than I love myself. With all my heart, I repent of ever having offended you. Never let me be separated from you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will. Let us bow our heads. The second station. Jesus carries the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus outside and sat on the judge's bench at the place called the Stone Pavement, or in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation for the Passover, and it was about noon. He said to the Jews, "Here is your king." They cried out, Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! Pilate asked them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but the emperor. Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha.
Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. My most beloved Jesus, I embrace all the sufferings you have destined for me until death. I beg you, by all you suffered in carrying your cross, to help me carry mine with your perfect peace and resignation. I love you, Jesus. I repent of ever having offended you. Never let me separate myself from you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will. Let us bow our heads. The third station. Jesus falls for the first time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases, yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shears is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, who can stand? My beloved Jesus, it was not the weight of the cross, but the weight of my sins, which made you suffer so much. By the merits of this first fall, save me from falling into grave sin. I love you, O my Jesus, with all my heart. I am sorry that I have offended you. May I never offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will. Let us bow our heads. The fourth station. Jesus meets his mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Simeon took Jesus in his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. and the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too."
Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. My most loving Jesus, by the pain you suffered in this meeting, grant me the grace of being truly akin to your Holy Mother, who was overwhelmed with sorrow. Obtain for me by your prayers a tender and a lasting remembrance of the passion of the Divine Son. I love you, Jesus. I repent of ever having offended you. Never allow me to offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will. Let us bow our heads. The fifth station. Simon the Cyrene helps Jesus carry his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. My beloved Jesus, I will not resist the cross as Simon did. I accept and embrace it. I accept in particular the death that is destined for me, with all the pains that may accompany it. I unite it to your death, and I offer it to you. You have died for love of me. I will die for love of you, and to please you. Help me by your grace. I love you, Jesus. I repent of ever having offended you. Never let me offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will. Let us bow our heads. The sixth station. Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity. And as one from whom others hide their face, he was despised, and we held him of no account.
Athirst is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? my beloved Jesus. Your face was beautiful before you began this journey. But now it no longer appears beautiful and is disfigured with wounds and blood. Alas, my soul also was once beautiful when it received your grace in baptism. But I have since then disfigured it with my sins. You alone, my Redeemer, can restore it to its former beauty. Do this by the merits of your passion, and then do with me as you will. Let us bow our heads. The seventh station. Jesus falls for the second time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
My heart throbs, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me. My friends and companions stand aloof from my affliction, and my neighbors stand far off. Those who seek my life lay their snares. Those who seek to hurt me speak of ruin and meditate treachery all day long. But I am like the deaf, I do not hear, like the mute who cannot speak. Truly, I am like one who does not hear and in whose mouth is no retort. But it is for you, O Lord, that I wait. It is you, O Lord, my God, who will answer. For I pray, only do not let them rejoice over me, those whose boast against me when my foot slips. For I am ready to fall, and my pain is ever with me.
A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. My most gentle Jesus, how many times you have forgiven me, and how many times I have fallen again and begun again to offend you. By the merits of this second fall, give me the grace to persevere in your love until death. Grant that in all my temptations, I may always have recourse to you. I love you, Jesus, with all my heart. I am sorry that I have offended you. Never let me offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will. Let us bow our heads. The eighth station. Jesus consoles the women of Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
A great number of people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are surely coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it's dry?"
from all their distress, God rescues the just. My Jesus, laden with sorrows, I weep for the sins which I have committed against you, because of the punishment I deserve for them, and still more because of the displeasure and suffering they have caused you, who have loved me with an infinite love. It is your love, more than the fear of hell, which makes me weep for my sins. My Jesus, I love you more than myself. I am sorry that I have offended you. Never allow me to offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will. Let us bow our heads. The ninth station. Jesus falls the third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
The Lord is kind and merciful. My Jesus, outraged by the weakness you suffered in going to Calvary, give me enough strength to overcome all human respect and all my evil passions, which have led me to despise your friendship. I love you, Jesus, with all my heart. I am sorry for ever having offended you. Never permit me to offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will. Let us bow our heads. The tenth station. Jesus is stripped of his garments. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one for each soldier. They also took his tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from the top. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots to see who will get it." This was to fulfill what the scripture says, "They divided my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots." And that is what the soldiers did.
The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. My innocent Jesus, by the torment you suffered in being stripped of your garments, help me to strip myself of all attachment for the things of earth, that I may place all my love in you, who are so worthy of my love. I love you, O Jesus, with all my heart. I am sorry for ever having offended you. Never let me offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will. Let us bow our heads. The 11th station. Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. My despised Jesus, nail my heart to the cross, that it may always remain there to love you and never leave you again. I love you more than myself. I am sorry for ever having offended you. Never permit me to offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will. Let us bow our heads. The 12th station. Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said, "Certainly this man was innocent." And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home, beating their breasts. But all his acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things.
Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. My dying Jesus, I devoutly kiss the cross on which you would die for love of me. I deserve, because of my sins, to die a terrible death. But your death is my hope. By the merits of your death, give me the grace to die, embracing your feet and burning with love of you. I yield my soul into your hands. I love you with my whole heart. I am sorry that I have offended you. Never let me offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will. Let us bow our heads. The 13th station. The body of Jesus is taken down from the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who is a disciple of Jesus, though a secret one because of his fear of the Jews, asked Pilate to let him take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission, so he came and removed his body. Nicodemus, who had first come to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it with the spices in linen cloths, according to the burial custom of the Jews.
To the upright I will show the saving power of God. You, my Redeemer, since you have died for me, allow me to love you, for I desire only you and nothing more. I love you, Jesus, and I am sorry that I have offended you. Never let me offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will. Let us bow our heads. The 14th station. The body of Jesus is laid in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Now there is a good and righteous man named Joseph, who, though a member of the council, had not agreed to their plan and action. He came from the Jewish town of Arimathea, and he was waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down, wrapped it in a linen cloth, and laid it in a rock-hewn tomb where no one had ever been laid. It was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed, and they saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments.
Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. O my buried Jesus, I kiss the stone that closes you in. But you gloriously did rise again on the third day. I beg you by your resurrection that I may be raised gloriously on the last day, to be united with you in heaven, to praise you and love you forever. I love you, Jesus, and I repent of ever having offended you. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will. Let us bow our heads. The 15th station. Jesus rises from the dead. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again?" Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. O risen Jesus, as I face the cross today, I wonder at your love for me. I can never deserve what you did for me on this day. Looking at the people who brought about your death, I can see so many of the same faults in myself, and I am sorry for them. As I remain with you, transform suffering into rejoicing. Grant that I may love you always and see your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, your passion and death is the sacrifice that unites earth and heaven and reconciles all people to you. May we who have faithfully reflected on these mysteries follow in your steps and so come to share your glory in heaven, where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Many thanks to Deacon Charles Rohrbacher for the sharing of his knowledge of the Stations of the Cross. Pastor Gary Vanderpool for his reading of the Scriptures. My son, Noah Henthorne Iwane, for his audio editing. And the inspiration of the community and staff of Church Without Walls, Berkeley. This audio guide was conceived of and put together by me, Sharon Henthorne Iwane. Thank you for being on the journey together.